Golden Slipper Day will be a day that James Cummings won't forget in a long, long time. Two Group 1 wins, of course, a Golden Slipper Quinella with Chiamici and microphone. James is on the line. James, good morning. Congratulations. And I guess that's a culmination of what's been a fantastic season so far for Godolphin, and particularly your two-year-old team, James.
Yeah, thanks, Ray. Thanks for having me on, guys. Look, I couldn't help but think going into this race on the weekend that, you know, for the outstanding performances that my two-year-olds have been putting on, you know, the horses deserve to be running big races in that grand final. And once we heard the feedback from our jockey in race one, who sat three wide outside the leader off a wide barrier and loomed up to hit the front but faded after the tough run, came into report that the track was very heavy and that we shouldn't be, you know, we shouldn't be getting our hopes up too much that there'll be an upgrade by the slipper. It just posed more questions than answers for ours. But nonetheless, I was very confident that I only needed a couple of them to handle it and they'd be running very big races because the five of them were on the way up. And I think you saw that ultimately ring true with the winning performance of Chiamici.
That's interesting. So James McDonald's intel from race one, how did that change things for Chiamici, if at all? And the fact that the quick backup, I guess we have to say now that's the benefit of being rock hard fit.
Well, she was rock hard fit for her grand final, but even more than that, she was tougher again than what we saw her the week before. We didn't let her go too good in the week before, and she was still able to win pretty comfortably, and she therefore was able to exhibit her toughness that she'd shown right from day one. She was our first 2-year-old winner last year. She was able to do that over 1,200 metres at Rose Hill.
Yes.
By no means did she show herself to be a Golden Slipper horse that day, but yesterday wasn't a day for the brilliant horse, so necessarily. Yesterday was a day for the horse that had the toughness and the grittiness and the heart to be pulling out all stops when the pressure was really building, and a horse that could use their galloping action to get through that going. And you know what? Chiamici is exactly that sort of horse. She's got a wonderful action to get through the going. And she was toughened up by strong 6-furlong events her whole career so far to be ready for that sort of test. And I wouldn't say that the feedback necessarily changed how we wanted to ride any of our horses.
Yeah.
Because as I said to Dominic and we agreed, training them as individuals has got us this far. So it'd be only right to be riding them all as individuals too.
No, exactly. Well, James, she was fantastic yesterday. Only your second full season at Godolphin. You've landed Sheikh Mohammed, a Golden Slipper in royal blue colours for the first time. Have you had a chance to converse with Sheikh Mohammed since the race?
Well, what do you think I should say when I bring that slipper with me next week to Dubai?
Here you go. You wanted one of these. Yeah.
Should I bring it in the carry-on? I'm not quite sure.
Declare it as excess baggage.
Seat 1A, James.
Well, we've got a few trophies to display before His Highness Sheikh Mohammed and Her Highness, Royal Highness Princess Haya. But I must say, you know, everything I've ever learnt is that you have to win with humility and be humbled by the occasion and the big big grand finals. We can't be carried away by it. And we're very, very grateful to even have, you know, the privilege of being a part of those races. And yesterday I was really able to soak that up. I felt the magnitude of the task at hand. And look, I'm just really proud of the guys that they were able to pour all their efforts from what has been an amazing season with those young horses into that one race where we would have been harshly judged on. We didn't want to walk away from yesterday being the winners of the semi-finals and the quarter-finals. It was grand final day and those horses had to deliver.
Yeah, all right. I'm going to be flipping here, James. Forget about the Sheikh and his missus. I know they pay the bills. But I've seen it on social media, the response of your father. And these are the people, obviously, who've been with you the whole journey. I don't know whether you've been able to catch up with that. I don't know whether Anthony's come and had a word to you privately, but those sort of things, I guess, make days like yesterday that much more special, especially given the family history as well.
You're right. And the aim to perform and the pride in achieving things is not, in my opinion, motivated by proving the doubters wrong. It's motivated by meeting the expectations and making proud the people who are around us, our family and our friends and our supporters. And, you know, how special it is for me that I can have my dad get hold of me straight after winning a big race like the Slipper, and I can share that moment with him.
Mm.
You know, that's a pretty enviable position for me to be in, more so than all the horses I've got and all the facilities I've got and training in the blue colours. I'm able to train and achieve results with people who are supporters of mine, with a group of people that I'm happy to support too. And you know what, that makes a big difference in what can be a pretty lonely world. The seconds counting down to the horses jumping from the Golden Slipper is a pretty lonely place to be for a horse trainer who's got five runners in the race.
Yeah.
But once those gates opened, there was a weight that came off my shoulders. Everything was going to come down to my five world class riders who were burdened with the task of steering these horses ready to produce grand final performances through that going. But to enjoy the win with the beaming faces of the Godolphin team, but also my family and my friends, my wife Monica, who has to put up with a lot of sacrifice and, you know, live with me away from the young family quite a bit in the role, you know, that's pretty special. And that's not something that a lot of horse trainers that are competing in these races with that pressure and experiencing those lonely moments before big races. Not many horse trainers get to enjoy that satisfaction of a family, a close-knit family right close by.
It's an incredible performance on an amazing day. Congratulations, James, in what you're able to achieve. We didn't even get to Avilius, but outstanding win from Avilius as well. Really appreciate your time this morning. You are in demand, and for you to give up some time for us and our listeners, that we do appreciate.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.